Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Faisal.
I like the jacket. You got some fashion on a Friday, Saturday weekend. Look at that. Well, you know. Yesterday, you looked pretty good on that jacket you wore.
I got to clean up every once in a while.
You haven't changed, so you're wearing the same outfit today. That's pretty good. I'm kidding.
Jeez. There was almost a compliment in there. I appreciate the effort. That's right.
It's a hook cross kind of mentality. Anyways, go on.
Yes. We've got an interesting show today because we're going to talk about volatility for sure in a minute. You and I can spend a bit of time on that. There's a lot of fear. We'll get a lot of questions about that. But we'll get to that in a minute because I want to talk a little bit about, we're going to talk a little bit about technology today. So we want to continue to push down this idea of technology, particularly around healthcare.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot of things that technology can do to help us improve the quality of life, quality of care that we're getting, and we're going to have
and keep you connected with your loved ones. The hardest part of are the caregivers and people that are important in your life to understand what's going on, right. And having that technology will really help.
You bet. And then we're going to find out how Trump's tax changes might actually affect you here if you own U.S. property.
Correct.
Right?
No one's really talking about this.
Stick around for that if you've got a U.S. property. That's right.
Absolutely. Or thinking of buying a U.S. property, you should be aware of that.
Right. Okay. Wow. Up and down and up and down. Yep. People are scared. We don't know what's going on. Is this a 2008 scenario? Right? All of these questions being asked right now. Fear has really returned to the market. After 2.5 years of nothing could possibly go wrong. Just everything goes straight up.
I bring this recommendation, this piece of advice to everybody during these type of volatile times. Yeah. Grab a bottle of Pepto-Bismol. Every time.
So, I agree.
It's going to be volatile. And it needs to be volatile.
Right.
And so, I think what people have forgotten over the last, call it 5-6 years, is that when we were going through this experiment of quantitative easing, we went through a brand new way of handling the financial crises. Now this is being unwound. So you take out the experiment time and you look in history when we consider it to be quote unquote normal, and look at the volatility, nothing's different. Except that it's brand new for people who have short-term memory over the last 5 years and haven't seen this. If you look at our October, and I'll put a gauge that this October drop, fairly similar to 2008 October, just for the month of October.
Okay.
So it's happened before, but now we're expecting some sort of crises to happen in November, December to cause a bigger problem. But look back in history, it's the same volatility. So how do you deal with this type of volatility?
Right. And so when you say deal with it, I'm going to take that down two different veins because dealing with it from a structural portfolio or an investment perspective, and then how do you deal with it emotionally?
Correct.
Right? That it's the part art, part science combination that we often talk about, right?
Correct.
So volatility is here for a little bit. Now, you're right. Volatility is about price discovery, right? Being part of the public markets means there's buyers and sellers and they trade and sometimes it goes wild until they discover what price everybody thinks is fair and then it moves on.
Correct.
Okay, let's address this question of it. Is this a 2008? Are we in for a 40% fall in equities? What are your thoughts?
Are we in for a 40%?
Well, let's just
a large drop.
Do the conditions exist that existed in 2008 so that people should be focused on that kind of fear?
So we're going through the fundamental side of the world right now is what you're asking me. You're asking me to use my brain on the fundamental side. Mm. I'll start off by saying, okay, I'm on vacation mode in T-minus 24 hours. Yeah, I'm out of here.
Yep.
I'm taking my youngest daughter to Mexico and we want to have some fun out there. So we were looking at some pictures online.
Oh, so you're going to leave me with all the stress next week?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
We're going to look at some, we were looking at video online and we saw surfers in the ocean doing their thing.
Yep.
We saw some experienced surfers, some not so experienced surfers. And when the tide got pretty high and the waves got pretty high, the ones who weren't as experienced ran for the shore and stayed away.
Right.
They capitulated.
Mm-hmm. That might be sensible from a surfing perspective.
Correct. Yeah. The ones who knew how to surf, who have been through these types of waves before, were able to decide which wave to jump on, which ones to take advantage of, which ones to actually jump on and enjoy it. Now, that's a similar concept of what you're saying right now. The waves will continue to happen forever. Amen.
Right.
Okay. In the markets and in the economy, it's going to happen. Right now, the waves are not that bad because the fundamentals are still solid. So going back to your question, fundamentally, everything is green on my screen from an economics perspective with a yellow light saying inflation may be heading upwards.
Yeah.
So I do not see any catalyst to say this is going to be a huge drop in the markets. What I am saying, though, is that this type of volatility is expected because there's always a reason for volatility.
Well, and there are real risks in the economy, and absolutely we've talked risk. About those.
Have you ever had an economy that was risk-free?
Never.
Okay, so then that means it's happening again and again and again.
There's never an economy. So what was abnormal, and we've talked about this before, is call it 2017, when there was the lowest volatility in history on the S&P 500, correct. No lower than a 2.5% dip throughout the course of that year. It never happened before. That's the abnormal situation, okay? This maybe is a bit exaggerated, so the daily swings that people are seeing they find very confusing, fair enough.
Yep.
But the kind of volatility, and let's put in perspective, a 10% pullback on equity markets, on stock markets, is just normal.
And a 20% pullback for every 10 years is normal.
Right.
So let's put that in. Now, how do you handle the emotion of that piece?
Yeah, that's right? The tricky part, isn't
and
it?
And so I had an interaction, a conversation with one of our clients mm-hmm. on Thursday, yeah, I think it was, yeah. or Wednesday. What a great conversation, because he fundamentally knows that the volatility is going to happen. He's concerned because when he looks at the portfolio and he looks at what his plan's supposed to be and he gets all the news and the media and see all these headlines,
yep.
he's concerned.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
Rightfully so. Fair enough.
What he needed to know, and this guy is a gentleman who's taking income.
Right.
Okay. What he needed to know is, will my income be okay and for how long?
Right.
That's step one. If you don't know that...
Right.
That's a problem. So we needed to articulate that with him again. So he's calm. Now he goes, okay, I got yeah. my income.
Right.
Good. The second one was, is the rest of my money, we call it the growth bucket, in line to reach my goals over the long-term period that we said, which we said 10 years.
Right.
And so does that match? We're on pace, or we're slightly above or below, depending on the individual. But
yep.
in this person's case, we're on pace. Check mark. We're good. So then what am I worried about, Faisal? I go, you tell me.
Right.
He goes, I keep on watching the Dow Jones,
yeah.
the TSX, and I keep on seeing that. So I reflect that as my portfolio. And there are many, many investors out there that have that problem. They mm-hmm. they are invested directly in what the market is
yeah.
doing versus some sort of derivative of that or a portfolio that's well diversified
right.
and doesn't have that type of exposure. And so we need to take a look at, is this really the true benchmark?
Yeah. Well, and I'm going to add to that from a structural perspective, this has been an interesting period, and there are periods in history where you get typically low correlated assets like stocks and bonds. So if you've got a diversified portfolio of just pure stocks and bonds, you're seeing periods now where both stocks and bonds are falling at the same time.
Correct.
Right? This is why we
There's
talk
nowhere
about
to hide.
The different pillars, the alternatives.
Alternatives, exactly.
Right? People need to educate themselves
Correct.
Around this.
So if you do not have comfort in what's happening with the markets and how it reflects your own situation, you need to sit down with your advisor, call them right away. And don't panic. Don't run for the shoreline with my surfer analogy that I used earlier. Actually sit down and say, which waves should we be on and which ones shouldn't we be on?
Yeah, that's right. Structure is important. Review your strategy. Here's the good news, though. We've got a conference call next week with our clients and doing some research. You know, in the absence of a recessionary year,
mm-hmm.
right, these pullbacks represent a very good opportunity. Because markets tend to rally. I don't know where the bottom's going to be. I don't know how far this is going to go. None of us do. But they tend to rally off those bottoms in the absence of a recession. So we don't see any recessionary pressure at this point. In fact, the Bank of Canada just raised rates because of a strong Canadian economy.
Correct.
Right? It's expected that the U.S. will continue to raise rates in December.
And you don't feel that in Alberta.
No,
you don't feel that here right. in Calgary. So we take a look at what's happening in Calgary and we say, well, the world's not good because my surrounding area doesn't look
Correct.
Like it's growing.
Correct.
What's happening in Alberta is not what's happening globally. Okay, yeah, remember
or even nationally in many cases, right?
And so there is a lot of opportunity. And when the surfers come to the shoreline because the tide or the wave wasn't what they wanted, it was too much for them,
yep.
that's where opportunity lies. That's when the real good surfers jump on the water and say, hey,
right.
let's enjoy this wave.
Because there's
that's
nobody else
be
on
us.
The wave, yeah.
And that's where the opportunities lie. I still believe there's going to be huge opportunity over the next 12 to 18 months.
Yep.
We just got to find those surfers that jump to the shoreline, take over their positions, and make some money.
Right. So let's kind of sum it up on this note. I think it's really important that everybody takes a deep breath, right? You don't want to make panic decisions. Those tend to be bad decisions. Review your strategy, review it against your goals and objectives, right? Go through all of the buckets so you know what you're doing, right? Particularly when you get to retirement, you've got lots of goals. Make sure that your plan is properly put together. And I'll tell you what, if your strategy has changed, your goals and objectives have changed, change things, right? But don't do that as a result of a panic decision. Those tend to not end well.
Correct.
Is that a fair comment?
Fair comment.
Okay, let's wrap up that first segment. Hopefully that gives people a little bit of peace of mind.
We're going to have a seminar on Tuesday, November 20th, 7 p.m. at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine and Spirits. We're going to discuss all of this and the four buckets, the solution. If you use our services or not, it's not the point. The point is to educate you and to show you that this strategy does work. We'll talk about that on Tuesday, November 20th, 7 p.m. at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine and Spirits. You need to reserve your seat, so give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400, or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
And stick around after the break. We're going to talk about some new technology that can help in the space, in the medical, the healthcare space. You want to stick around for this. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.